she said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged.
Hello and welcome back to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't care if you're here for the right reasons because we're just happy that you're here.
Yes, so come join us as we talk shit about our favorite show. All right, guys, let's creep. I'm not in the mood for singing right now.
Okay, we're just fine.
Talking it out.
Well, creep. The mood is somber because we're still, yes. we're in mourning of Gary and Teresa. Obviously, we covered it last week in our bonus mini episode that came out on Friday. So if you did not listen to that, that breaks down the entire story of like their GMA interview and everything.
Yeah.
But more
to clarify though, we're in mourning of their relationship, not like of them dying.
Oh, yes.
Because we didn't say that. So if you didn't listen to Friday's episode or you don't know, guys, Gary and Teresa broke up. But they are healthy and alive,
yes.
And nothing happened to them.
Right. But more information has come out since this news broke. There's a new TMZ article who claims that they have a source with direct knowledge, which once again, I feel like is Teresa. I don't know why, but it says, Teresa Nist quitting job was factor in Gary Turner divorce. It says, sources with direct knowledge tell TMZ, since Teresa has an established career as a compliance officer in New Jersey, she grappled with the idea of leaving her job behind to move to Indiana or South Carolina with Gary. We're told Gary understood Teresa's dilemma and offered up the idea of splitting their time where they would spend 6 weeks in Jersey and 6 weeks in Indiana, just like we suggested. But they couldn't imagine a world where they could do that and Teresa keeps her job. Our sources say Teresa didn't want to move to small town Indiana or South Carolina and try to find work again as a 70-year-old, especially since she loved the job she currently has.
I totally get that. But like, one, how did you guys not discuss this before proposing and getting married? These are huge factors in whether you can be compatible with someone, where you want to live. But also like, Teresa, how much longer is she going to work for?
She's a boss babe. She wants that
grind. Totally. And I love that for her. But like, the reality of the situation is like, her job is not going to be a factor forever. At some point, she's going to retire, I think, or maybe do something part-time or scale back. So like, this to me just feels, it's giving cover up. It's giving like, this is not the real reason, because this just makes no sense. Why would you not talk about this?
Well, also, like we said last week, Teresa's very high up in her job. She can't have like a part-time in office, part-time work from home job where like the 6 weeks she's in Indiana, she could just work from home. I don't understand why she can't like make that a thing. Also, since last week when we recorded our initial thoughts on the news, I feel like my tune has changed a little bit and my tune is coming over to your side a little bit more.
Because
the more I thought about it, I was like, but is that really a reason that like you still love each other, but you don't want to be together? And that was enough to make you guys like not even ride it out? Like you don't want to even try. You've only been married since January.
Right.
Try a little bit. Like, were you having, like, knockdown, blowout fights over this? That's the only thing I could think, because you're saying you're still in love with this person. You root for them every day. But you both want to go find love separately now, too. Those two things don't make sense. Because if you're in love with her, you should do whatever you can to be with her.
Or at least try. They did not give it a good try. Like,
it was
3 months.
You could have made it through the summer. You could have made it through Q2. Like, all we were asking for was quarters.
Two Qs. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, good. Thank you for coming to my side. It's a good side to be on, I think. It's just something about it just doesn't feel right, because all of these reasons that they're giving just don't make any sense. But I'm like, what are they covering up? I don't understand.
Well, we're not the only ones that think there's a cover up. Leading to our next story, Ashley I has taken to her Instagram story. She also, on her own podcast, Almost Famous, kind of shared a lot of this information as well. But she thinks that something really shady is going on. And she actually said she went to the Golden Wedding, which I forgot about. And she says in this clip that when she was there, she felt like something was off too. So as early as January, it was apparent. You know who needs to write us again? The girl who sent the Bachelor Encounter, some girl was out to lunch and she ended up
She saw them in New Jersey?
No, didn't she talk to someone that went to the wedding? Wasn't there something there?
She did. Yes, that vaguely does sound familiar.
Yeah, we had some good tea of someone that was at the wedding and said like, the polar opposite, said it was so great. And that she said something about the daughter's speeches, how the daughters had to like rewrite their speeches.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was a lot of behind the scenes tea. If you are the person that submitted that encounter, can you write me again? Because I am curious what your thoughts are on this story. But here is what Ashley I said about it. Also, just keep in mind, she's like one of ABC's favorites. I'm surprised she's talking so openly like this.
Ooh, I'm excited to hear.
Well, it doesn't sound like many of you are that surprised, so you won't be surprised to hear my initial, well, this is like the summary of my feelings. So when I came back from the Golden Wedding, my friend Naz wanted me on the I Don't Get It podcast to talk about it. And I said, no, I can't, because I didn't feel anything. And I think a lot of the Good Morning America interview was BS, because you don't say we're still in love with each other and then get divorced. You just don't. If it's a distance thing, at their age especially, live in Indiana, live in New Jersey, visit each other once or twice a month. You don't need to be, like, fine, be in love, be married, but, like, you don't commute to each other. I don't buy the not moving thing is the reason that you get divorced 3 months in.
Agreed.
Well, because also, too, they're not just, like, if they really loved each other and they couldn't agree on where to live, why don't they just get divorced but be like, but we're still going to date. We want to be in each other's lives. Like, we're still going to be, like, companions to each other. But they're not get saying divorced. That. They're saying we're fully getting divorced and we're going to date other people. Like, I do also think there's a middle ground. I think I know a lot of, like, older couples who, like, maybe this is their second long-term relationship. They were married once before. They don't necessarily want to, like, fully get married at their age, but they still want companionship. They still spend time with each other, but they're doing it, like, their way. Like, they each have their own homes. I know a couple older couples like that. So I think there's, like, a lot of in-between before, like, we're going to date other people and we're just, like,
throwing in the towel. There was nothing more that you could do to try to make this work. And I said it on Wednesday before the news broke, when we were just covering that they were living in separate states, that this feels weird. Like, why would you be okay with, and like the semantics of that article. And it's like, they're doing everything they can to make it work. Gary's gone to Jersey a few times. And it, like, a few times in a 3 month period just doesn't sit right with me. Like, I didn't get why they didn't have like a scheduled plan. Like, every other Friday, Gary flies down or does whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, they were like, remember the article ended and it was like, eventually they're hoping to figure this out. It's like, okay, fingers crossed. Don't rush or anything, guys. You're only married.
What do we think it's covering up? Like, what is really going on here? Like, I know there's a lot of rumors going around about, like, Gary being interested in Teresa's money, or like
they rushed the
wedding though because they got paid for the wedding and then now they're just moving on. Like, what is going on? I don't really see either of those things being true. So I'm like, do they just have, like you said, crazy blowout fights over where they're going to live and it's really that bad that they can't be together? I don't know.
Nick Viall, apparently at Coachella, said someone went up to him with like a microphone and just like asked him on the spot. And he said, I guess Gary isn't as golden as we once thought. Everyone's blaming Gary
I was going to say, why is everyone blaming Gary?
Hi, Stephanie from the future here. Why is everyone blaming Gary, including April, former member of Ask and April, Golden Bachelor star April? She is also blaming Gary. And if you haven't heard, Teresa posted on her Instagram, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. And April commented on that post and said, I wish you the very best. I truly tried to tell you, but this was your lesson to experience. Much love. Obviously alluding to the fact that Gary was maybe in the wrong in this relationship here. We don't really know, but April has gone like ham in this comment section. If she doesn't delete them, you may want to go take a look at Teresa's post, because April's responded to like pretty much every single comment. She also posted another shady comment to someone else and said, I never liked him, nor did I trust him. I want her to take this experience and learn from it and become the powerful house of her destiny. Since these comments though, she has apologized also in the comment section. So maybe she's like gotten enough response and understands that this wasn't really the place to be voicing her opinion on Gary, but wanted to add that in this episode because this actually happened after we were done recording. We will sound off about it though. So if more is to come with this April saga, we will definitely dive into that more later this week. But okay, back to the show.
Takes two to tango. Quit your job, Teresa. Just kidding.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, like, it's one thing to love your job. I respect that. If you love your job, yeah. you don't want to quit. However, you have a lot of opportunity now. If you stayed with Gary and you guys, like, found a living situation that worked, that you can make money together. You probably could have made a ton of money together.
Totally. Yeah.
So I don't really know, like, how great is your job? I did Google, can compliance officers work from home? Because I was like, why is she acting like she has to be in the office? Like, you hate going into the office. Going into the office sucks. It's 2024. You
what
can
is
work
a compliance officer?
No
did
clue.
Did you find that out with the Googling? Okay.
No, I
so
didn't.
We just know that it is possible to work from home or it's not. What was the conclusion of that
you
Googling?
You can. Yes, there's flexibility. Well, like, all these compliance officer jobs came up. And I'm like, I'm not actually looking for one, Google. I just want to know.
I do know that that is a fear of people as they get older in their career that, like, I don't know what the situation is at Teresa's job, but I do think companies, as you get older, they look for reasons to fire you because you become so expensive. They're like, oh, if we can get rid of them and then hire someone new for less. Like, I know that that's something that older people worry about in later stages of their career. So I don't want to, like, knock that as being something that's, like, an important thing for Teresa to consider. I just keep going back to, like, you're not going to work that much longer.
Maybe she is. It's not, no one says that at 75, you have to quit your job.
No,
right?
You don't have to.
You can keep working.
Sure. But I just think, like, till when? Till she's literally 102? Like, at some point, she can't do it anymore.
Teresa's giving energy of the person that would be, like, in class and raise her hand and tell the teacher that she forgot to assign homework. Like, why do you want to keep going at this point? You are in your 70s. You have a great opportunity to not work anymore.
I know. Teresa, do you know that you can make thousands of dollars by posting an Instagram with Gary? Like, you could just do that.
Teresa, you know you don't have to wear pantsuits for the rest of your life. Like, what if she just loves water cooler talk that she can't bring herself? Mm. Do you think she's, like, at her desk right now, though? Because it's Monday. We're recording this on Monday. Is she just, like, at her desk right now, writing on her yellow post-it sticky notes and, like, thinking, wow, I could be in Indiana right now?
I don't think she's thinking that. I think she's like, wow.
She's over
it. I dodged a bullet because I didn't have to move to Indiana. And here I am at my beautiful office. By the way, a compliance officer is an employee of a company that ensures the firm is in compliance with its outside regulatory and legal requirements, as well as internal policies and bylaws.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, same. It's giving Little Miss Perfect going by the rules, you know?
My logic is, like, she's not a masseuse. She's not a doctor. She's not someone that physically has to be at her job. She could do that compliance stuff from her computer.
Okay, compliance officer remote jobs.
You're going to get bunch of job listings.
Wow, look, there are remote postings for compliance officer. So that means it can be done.
It can be remotely. Done. Why wasn't it done? And, like, this never came up.
I think she just didn't want to move. She likes New Jersey. I get it. I'm a Jersey girl myself.
Right. Maybe we'll see her at the Jersey Shore this summer.
Yeah, hope so. Seaside, yay.
Yeah, so that's that. I mean, I think more stuff may come out.
I know.
I'm not holding my breath, though. I know I can't wait, but I'm not holding my breath because I think they're putting on some sort of facade.
I agree.
And I think it was a little more messy behind the scenes than they're letting on. You don't get divorced to anyone after 3 months unless there's something crazy.
Yeah, or you're Kim and Chris Humphries.
But there's,
like,
stuff
I don't even
crazy.
Think that was that. But was it really
well,
that
behind
crazy?
The scenes, she, like, hated him and at the rehearsal dinner, and she didn't want to get married. She felt pressured by the televised wedding, which could be exactly what was going on here. And reality,
yeah, but they didn't have to do the televised wedding. Like,
no, but
like, Gary and Teresa were not building up a career the way Kim Kardashian was, like, trying to build up her career at that time.
Right, but they could have been, like, persuaded by ABC, though. I mean, Golden Bachelor beat out all the Bachelor in Paradise ratings, Bachelor ratings, and Bachelorette ratings for several years. It was, like, their cash cow. So they're like, well, why wouldn't you do this? We're going to throw everything at you to make it, like, a desirable package. And at that point, they're, like, in the honeymoon stage. Remember Teresa said after the final rose that she, like, knocked his socks off in the fantasy suite? That's all Gary was thinking about.
Yeah.
The reverse cowgirl.
I love how we keep equating, like, the reverse cowgirl to what Teresa did in the fantasy suite. Like, that's her move. We just know that.
The reverse cowgirl with the long sleeve bathing suit. And it just, like, totally got Gary wrapped around her finger.
Yeah, it changed everything. I know.
Is Gary going to slide into Leslie's DMs? Does he know how to slide into DMs?
No to both questions.
Yeah,
no. I think Leslie is seeing that she really dodged a bullet here and has moved on and is living her best single life and could do better.
I would die to be on the Golden Ladies group chat, though.
I know. Well, have you seen, like, Susan has been posting so much of just, like, but she's very much towing the company line of just, like, oh, it's so devastating. Me and Gary are friends. Me and Teresa are friends. So, like, it's just so sad, but we love them both. And I'm like, all right, Susan, give us a little tea. Spill some tea on your podcast, Golden Happy Hour, and I will. It's Golden Hour, right? It's not Golden Happy Hour. I don't know.
I don't even know. No, Golden Hour. Yeah. That response that you just said is giving Sheena. Like, how is Gary and Teresa's divorce affecting me? I'm so devastated.
Wait, I have been talking about this with my friend. Have you seen on TikTok, like, anything that's remotely posted about Vanderpump Rules? A new trend is people will comment and they'll be like, wait, but has anyone asked how Sheena feels about this? Yeah, like, I don't so know if true. You saw, there was, like, some video of Cruz's birthday party where, like,
yes, Jax I saw
knocks
it.
Over the table and the cake falls over, which is just, like, hilarious. And then in the comments, they're like, wait, has anyone checked on Sheena?
Yeah, I'm sure she was really affected by that.
The internet is so funny sometimes. Like, the collective mind of the internet is so hilarious and, like, makes me feel good.
Okay, well, speaking of social media in general, hot off the press, Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller have unfollowed each other. This is their version of a breakup announcement. Long overdue.
So. Yeah. Long overdue. We saw this coming. But just kind of like, I never thought they were really that compatible, honestly. So, like, this makes sense. And, like, they're both very hot. I get that there's, like, there was obviously attraction there. And, like, but I just think that can only last for so long. And I think personality-wise, they just seem really different. And that's not good or bad or anything against either of them. They just don't really seem like they're compatible to me.
And for a while when they were still following each other, Victoria would still comment on his pictures. And I feel like it was like almost like breadcrumbing and leaving people wondering if they were on good terms. But I never saw Greg like reciprocate it. So it was very one-sided for a while. He hadn't, like, posted anything about her since, like, October or the winter time of last year. I wonder if something more happened to make them unfollow each other. Because I think they've been broken up for a while. So something, like, what else happened that, like, what was the nail in the coffin that you can't even be friends now? Or is it, like, I don't want to see them on my page anymore because it hurts me? Could also be that.
Well, I think because they did it at the same time, there must have been an incident that, like, caused it. Because I feel like sometimes I've, in relationships, like, you break up, nothing ever happens. So, I never, like, went out of my way to initially unfollow. But then as time went on, you know, you scroll through and you're like, wait, why am I still following this person? Like, they're literally dating someone else. Like, I guess I'll just, like, unfollow and move on. But the fact that they both did it at the same time makes me think that there was an incident and it wasn't just, like, oh, yeah, I guess it's time I unfollow now.
Right.
Like, they keep popping up on my story. They don't really want to be watching this.
It could be a mutual incident, though, that they're just like, hey, like, we want to just move on and not see each other. Should we just, like, both unfollow and just, like, have it be amicable? It could be that. Or it could be more dramatic, which I feel is more likely.
I feel like it's probably more dramatic. If it's amicable, you don't necessarily need to unfollow.
Yeah. Do you know the mute button? I have so many people muted.
Yeah, I know. I actually don't really mute people, but I do know of it, so.
Yeah.
But you also have, like, a lot of followers and are following a lot more people, so that, like, makes sense.
I'm not following a ton of people, like 200? I don't know. Anyway.
Only 200? There's no way.
That I follow? Why do I follow people? I don't care.
I don't know.
How many people do I follow?
Oh, wow. You're really only following? Because I thought you followed more Bachelor people than I do.
I don't care to. If I need to go see something, I'll just search them. I don't need to follow everyone.
Well, that's what I do normally because it just gets to a point where it's like, all right, after season, I don't need to, like, keep following every single person. But then when I reach out to them for, like, interviews and stuff,
gets awkward. No, I always follow.
And then I'm like, I have to follow and then message them.
I always follow before I ask them to come on.
But then eventually, like, sometimes I unfollow just because I don't need my feed cluttered with people that I don't actually know personally.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to actually see what my friends are up to sometimes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Instagram, we have someone that wrote in about for looking for advice, and this story is kind of interesting. And she said, like, I know this isn't like an advice episode, but I figured we can add it in here for funsies.
Okay. Fun.
Before we get into that, though, support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. I am wearing my Honeylove crossover bra right now. It's the bra I wear around the house because it gives me a lift, but it's not, there's no underwire. It's the softest, most comfortable bra. And I actually, once again, converted my sister. And now she's like a Honeylove stan. Bought a ton of shit from them because they're just such an amazing brand.
Yeah, no, they really are. I have been loving like all of their shapewear. I just find it like so comfortable. And you guys know I've talked so much about how much I love their bodysuits. And now that the weather is getting warmer, the best outfit in the world is just a Honeylove bodysuit and like jeans or jean shorts, or these days a jean skirt, because those are coming back and that's been kind of fun. You can treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/she'sallbatch20. So use our exclusive link to get 20% off at honeylove.com/she'sallbatch20. And after you purchase, they're going to ask where you heard about them. So please support our show and say that we sent you. Honeys, you deserve this.
That's honeylove, HoneyLove.com/she'sallbatch20. Also want to tell you guys about Little Spoon. I know we have a ton of moms who listen to this podcast, and I am a mom as well, and I have a son that is such a picky eater, but Little Spoon is such a cool company that I'm so excited to work with. They are a one-stop shop for healthy, easy mealtime and snack time for your child of all ages, baby, toddler, or big kid, and the meals are delivered straight to your door. Their goal is to make keeping your kid healthy feel like the easiest part of your day so you can cut through all the drama of mealtime. It's time-saving, convenient, and without compromise. So what my son likes, my son's 4. He loves the plates. They're toddler and big kid meals, and they're free of junk and taste amazing. He's a picky eater, like I said, but there's meals like hidden veggie mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, pot stickers, gnocchi, and more. He also loves the smoothies, which I love putting in his lunchbox for school. They have flavors like strawberry banana, purple carrot acai bowl, just really good stuff. And I love that it comes to my door and I don't have to think about it. It's just there.
No, that is so convenient. So check them out, guys. Simplify your kids' mealtime with 30% off your first order. You can go to littlespoon.com/she'sallbatch and then enter our code she'sallbatch at checkout, and that will get you 30% off your entire first order from Little Spoon, which is amazing. So definitely try it. Check it out.
littlespoon.com/she'sallbatch. So let's get into this advice. She says, "Hi, I saw you guys did an advice segment one time, and I'm desperate for another perspective on this drama that I'm currently involved in."
Drama.
So long story short, my boyfriend used to be a camp counselor and he worked with this hot girl who he remained friends with after working, but he claims that it was never anything more than that. Anyway, they text once in a while and I don't love it, but it's whatever. I finally blew my lid when I saw she posted a bikini thirst trap, spread eagle, on Instagram and he liked it. I asked him about it and he says he doesn't even remember the photo or know what I'm talking about. When I went to check the photo again, I can no longer see the profile. Did this girl block me because I was mad that my boyfriend liked her pic? Is she trying to give him free rein to like all of her spread eagle pics now? What the fuck? That seems shady. Am I overreacting? Love you, ladies. Please help.
No, you're not overreacting. Because like, why did she... So she totally blocked you? You literally can't see her profile at all? Or you just can't see that picture?
I think she can't see the profile to locate the picture.
At all.
Which is shady as fuck, because it means that she got... The boyfriend got in trouble for liking the picture. He vented to this girl. And this girl's like, well, fuck that. I don't want you to not be able to like my thirst traps anymore. So she blocks the girlfriend. I would say that's red flag all over the place.
Maybe break up with your boyfriend. I don't know.
Has any guy ever done that with you, though? Like the whole, I saw a TikTok and it was girls coming up with funny excuses of why guys like Instagram pics and giving like funny reasons. Like, my finger slipped. What are you talking about? Like, I one time had a boyfriend that liked a girl's thirst trap. And he told me that the photographer of the photo was his friend, which was true. So the girl had a photo shoot. The photographer, we knew him, but he had nothing to do with the picture. It's just her being like sexy in the picture. And he's like,
"Yeah,
oh, Mike was mad that not enough people were liking the picture because he took it and he wanted people to like the picture. So I liked it to support my friend Mike." And I'm like, do you think I'm fucking stupid? That is not, you do not like a picture to support the photographer who isn't tagged. Well, he's not tagged. There was no reference to the photographer. It was just her. I think she was literally on the ground, spread eagle as well, with like her finger in her mouth.
Like, I was going to ask though, like what defines a thirst trap? Because I do think there is a fine line between like friendly liking of a random photo and liking someone's thirst traps. Like, what makes something a thirst trap?
You know when you see it.
Because, like, I don't think I post, like, a thirst trap, but if I post a photo of me, like, just, like, looking cute.
That's not a thirst trap. Like, that's just a pretty picture.
That's just me being naturally gorgeous.
No, a thirst trap is when you're, like, purposely revealing a little bit more. You want it to be sexy. There's strategy behind the post. It's not just like, oh, I like this dress that I'm wearing, you know?
Yeah. I don't really post things like that, but when guys who have girlfriends either like my photos of me being pretty, or this is the ultimate, when they like me being cute in a story, I do like side-eye them a little bit. I'm like, I see what you're doing here, and I don't think it's nice. Like, go heart your girlfriend's stories. Don't heart my stories.
Right, because you know, you're the only person that can see the heart.
The story one is really sneaky. I think that one is way more telling. So it's like, if he's liking in public these thirst traps, who knows what he's doing behind closed doors of the stories.
Right. And like, they used to work
he
together.
He could be sending fire emoji even.
Right. Like Avon.
Yeah. So.
I don't know. This seems sketch to me.
Yeah. I think if she hadn't blocked, I maybe would have been like, maybe you don't know what's going on there. Maybe it is more friendly. I don't know. But the blocking, I think, is really weird, and where it becomes like you lose plausible deniability then at that point.
Totally. And I would go to your boyfriend and ask for his phone at this point and say, like, I want to see it. I can't see it anymore. So can you pull it up on your page, please? And I want to see, like, well, why was I blocked? Did you message her? And then I would say, show me the messages with her. At this point, I feel like I would never look through my husband's phone. Like,
if you have to look through the phone, it's already over.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, like, the trust is clearly broken.
But at least make your case on the way out. Like, I would try to make him know that you're not an idiot.
Yeah.
And obviously something went down here. It doesn't mean they've hooked up, but, like, something shady. He obviously told her. Well, what if it's that he liked the thirst trap, she gets mad at him, so he now has to unlike it, but he doesn't want the camp counselor girl to be like, why did you unlike it? What happened? Are you mad at me?
But how would she know that he unliked it? Like, is she that psycho that she's checking the likes multiple times a day to see who unliked her photo that she posted weeks ago?
I could see him being like, hey, just want to let you know I have to unlike this, but it's not because I don't think your picture is good. And she's like, well, why did you unlike it then? And he says, my girlfriend saw this. And she's like, well, fuck that. I want you to continue liking me because I want your attention. So she's going to block the girlfriend. At anything. I'm sorry. She said they text too once in a while. If a random girl that your boyfriend used to work with texts your boyfriend and then blocks you on Instagram, no.
Right. No, I'm saying the blocking is the most damning thing. All these other things, I feel like, I don't know, you're allowed to text your coworkers. Like, you, like, I don't know.
They're not coworkers. She said they used to be camp counselors like a while
coworkers.
Ago.
They've worked at the camp. I was a camp counselor. That was my job in high school and college. Yeah, a summer camp counselor. I was horrible at it, but the kids did like me. But I would like sit under, I wouldn't play any sports. I would sit under the tree with the girls that were a little bit older, like fifth and sixth grade, and gossip with them and look at their Instagrams. Ooh. It was really fun. Yeah.
What was the hot goss from the sixth graders?
Well, just like who liked who. And like, you know, there was definitely like little cliques, and it was like, oh, like I'm gonna use a fake name, like, oh, like Stacy's mom is picking up all of us and we're going to like the pool at Raritan Valley Country Club and then we're doing this, and I'm like, oh, okay, slay. But then like certain Stacey's people mom. Wouldn't be getting picked up by Stacy's mom, and then they would feel left out. Like, I don't know, just like cliquey fifth grade stuff. But I definitely stirred the pot for sure.
Did Stacy's mom have it going on?
I think she did, yeah. Clearly. I mean, she goes to Raritan Valley Country Club. She brings all her kids to the pool. That's got it going on, if you ask me.
Do you not get my joke?
Yes, I know you. I know the song.
Oh, okay. You didn't react like you knew it.
What am I supposed to do? Sing it back to you?
Yes!
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy, can't you see?
Oh my God, remember when Tom Sandoval used to sing that about Raquel?
No.
Or no, wait. Schwartzy's mom. But he would say, Schwartzy, can't you see that Raquel is not for me? Like something like that.
Ew. My sister's name is Stacy, and
Stacy's
mom has always been like a long joke in my family. And for my sister's wedding, when my mom came out,
they played
Stacy's mom.
That's fun.
She's like waiting for that moment for her whole life.
But to sum up this advice, just break up with your boyfriend. I just think if you are considering looking through the phone, it's already over. The trust is also like, if you're feeling a type of way about him liking other girls' photos, then like, I think in your gut, you know, something about it is not right. You know that there's like a lack of trust there. And that's that.
I would think something's definitely sketchy going on, though. And I think this is not a good sign. You're probably going to have to break up. Sorry if you guys are like long term or serious.
Yeah.
But I, on my way out, would try to solve this crime, because you don't want to just break up and then have him tell people that, like, you made something out of nothing and blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Try to
But he'll get say the that phone. Regardless, you know, whether you prove something or not. I'm also curious, does he like other hot girls' photos or just this one girl? Because that – I feel like some guys just, like – I don't think this is right, but some guys just, like – always are liking every girl's photo. Like, there are some people I know where it's like, whatever hot girl it is that I'm like who's like within my circle. So like I follow them and like this other person does, like they're always there liking everyone's photos. So some guys just like do that.
Mm. Good luck. Keep us posted.
Yeah.
Time for Bachelor Encounters. Yay. That is when you guys submit your stories of meeting Bachelor Nation in the wild. We read about those stories on air. And what do you think about that?
I would say it's probably a little bit more than a medium time. So I would say it's a good time. Mm. Just pulling that one out from nowhere. Never said that before.
Okay. First one. Bachelor Encounter. Thanks. Mm-hmm. I've been a FOT since day one and was hoping eventually my time would come to submit a Bachelor Encounter. This is a small one, but it still counts. I live in Charlotte and saw Emily Maynard a couple of weeks ago. I was in the waiting room at an appointment and she walked in with her little boy. I had my baby with me too, and she asked how old she was. She was so sweet and gorgeous and also so put together for our morning appointment. Meanwhile, I looked like I just crawled out of bed. Her son was adorable too. I was also shocked at how tiny she was in person. Anyway, that's it. Nothing crazy, so probably not podworthy, but had to share. No, totally podworthy. She said, side note, you guys are by far my favorite pod, and I've been listening for years. I had a baby just a couple months ago, and listening to the pod has been a bright spot in the crazy newborn fog I've been living in. Also loving Sound Off. Keep up the good work.
Aw.
I love that. That's really interesting that you're saying, like, our podcast is helping your newborn fog, because that's when I got into podcasts. Mm. In 2020, I had my son in March. And I just remember, like, not sleeping or just, like, I don't know. I had the night shift and my husband would get the morning shift. So I knew by the morning I would be able to sleep. So I kind of, like, stayed up all night a lot of times and just got, like, broken sleep. But I started getting into podcasts. And it was actually, like, something I looked forward to. Like, okay, I'm not going to sleep for the next, like, 8 hours, but at least I'll have, like, podcasts to listen to. So it's so cool that we are now that for someone else.
I know, because I get really it. Sweet.
You want that entertainment while you're, like, breastfeeding at 3 a.m. or doing something.
Yeah, no, it keeps you company. I feel like I also got really into podcasts during the pandemic because, like, I was just so lonely. I'm, like, sitting there, like, working from home all day, every day, and, like, not really socializing the way I would normally. So, like, to have, like, other voices there to be, like, talking and feel like you're hanging out with friends and having conversations with people really got me through.
Yeah. The craziest part of this encounter is that Emily Maynard had a morning appointment with her son and was so put together, because I feel you. That would not be me. It's the woman I want to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the woman I will ever be. I just can't. I was actually just thinking that, like—
Like, what was Emily Maynard wearing that made her so put together? Slash, why can't you?
I'm assuming she probably had a full face of makeup, her hair was done, and she probably had, like, an outfit. Like, jeans, a top, matching shoes, accessories. Mm-hmm. Whereas I would be in yoga pants and a sweatshirt.
Got it.
And no makeup, usually. I actually was just thinking this weekend that, like, my going out version, like, when I go out to the supermarket, I'll put on flared yoga pants. And mm-hmm. those are my, like, that's acceptable to be out in public. And I'm more put together that way. But when I'm home, I have, like, oversized, ginormous sweatpants that don't fit that I have to roll up 7 times. Those are my home wear.
Okay. Pants. Got it.
I can't wear those out.
Yeah.
So, like, when I go out and I'm like, okay, I'm going to, like, go out and run errands, mm-hmm. I switch into. But, like, the fact that, like, the yoga pants are the better option when yoga pants is still.
Yeah, but yoga pants can look put together, like a little yoga pants, like a little, like, oversized cardigan, a little, I don't know. I feel like jewelry always helps elevate even, like, a workout set. Like, put on some jewelry, you look a little more put together, sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Or just put on some jeans. Go wild and crazy. Take a crazy chance.
Do a crazy dance. Hillary Duff song.
I feel like sometimes too, like, I also felt this way during the pandemic because I was, again, working from home all the time, always in sweatpants. Like, sometimes just forcing yourself to put on a little, like, okay, today I'm going to wear jeans and a cute little bodysuit. Just makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Honey love bodysuit.
Honey love bodysuit even. Yeah.
Okay, the next Bachelor encounter, ironically, is about Gary.
Oh, no.
I had a Midwest Bachelor sighting. I was at the Indianapolis airport waiting for my luggage to come around at Carousel 6. I looked over to my left, and there was Gary. I wonder if he's traveling to go see Teresa.
Hmm. Probably not. Why is he at the airport? Because he didn't go there that much.
That's true. But, like, why is he at the airport? I wanted to say hi, but got really nervous and couldn't think of anything specific to ask him except for what do you smell like? Did you ask him
that? That's what she asked him. Of all the things in the world?
Wait, I think she's being funny. Hold on. I got really nervous and couldn't think of any specific questions or comments for him except for what do you smell like? Does that mean you asked that?
Well, let's continue the story to see.
Plus, he was in the middle of what seemed to be a wholesome discussion about his kids with a couple of older Midwestern women. Mm. And I felt like I couldn't interrupt that. Who were these women? Gary. So instead, I observed he was wearing a well-fitted t-shirt, gray joggers, and tennis shoes. What surprised me was that for someone who speaks like a sweet grandpa, he stands and moves very youthfully. His arms were crossed and he stood up tall, though at the same time, he looked really relaxed, swaying forward and backward and chewing gum like a cool kid with his mouth open. Overall, looked like an older dad watching his kid at a soccer game.
Oh, so she didn't say anything to him? She didn't ask him about the smell?
Yeah, this was all an observation. Okay. I think she said the smell comment is because we say if you meet Tyler Cameron. Yeah. But also, guys, don't ask them what they smell like. You just smell. Mm-hmm. You don't want to tell them that you're taking in that information. That's just something you do.
Also, when you ask someone what they smell like, they might give you what they think they smell like, but that's not always the correct answer. Like, you need to sniff for yourself. Like, also, I could think I smell like my perfume, but maybe, like, what you smell more is, like, my shampoo.
Also, they may think that you're, like, trying to make fun of them. Like, yeah. If you go up to someone and say, what do you smell like? My initial reaction would be, like, why? Do I smell bad? Like, I would think you're trying to allude to something. I'd like to also point out that chewing your gum with your mouth open is not a cool kid thing to do.
No, that's anti-cool.
My misophonia could never deal with that. Crazy that he was doing that. I want to know who these women are. And I want to know if he was on his way to go see Teresa or coming back.
Well, he was at the carousel, so probably coming
back. Couldn't it be either? Oh, wait.
Unless he was waiting for someone else. But if he's waiting for his bag, that means he just arrived in Indiana.
So he just got back.
Yeah.
But oh, it's the Indianapolis. No, it's the Indianapolis airport.
Yeah.
At Carousel 6. Okay. Oh, yeah. So he just got back from seeing Teresa. Probably.
Maybe. Or he just got back from, I don't know, going to LA for some press opportunity and ignoring his relationship, which is why they're getting divorced. You never know.
True. So guys, right now I'm drinking two drinks. I'm drinking my coffee, which I always have when we record, and I'm also drinking my Liquid IV in my little pink adorable tumbler. And I'm just obsessed with Liquid IV because every time I have a hangover, I need those vitamins, those electrolytes to get me back to feeling like myself again. And the cool thing about Liquid IV is one stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
I am not lying to you guys when I say I am incredibly reliant on Liquid IV in my elderly age to get me through continuing to party on the weekends. Cause like, we're not gonna stop. But like every night, if I go out, I'll have a Liquid IV water bottle. I'll chug it right before I go to bed. And then I wake up feeling amazing, ready to seize the day. It's like I'm 22 again, you know?
You could turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. And thanks to us, you can get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use She's All Batch at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com, promo code She's All Batch. Highly recommend the white peach. It's a really good flavor. Before we get into this next encounter, Jackie, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had nothing to cook for myself, so I just heated up a Factor meal. And honestly, the one I heated up the other night was the shredded chicken taco bowl, and it was very good. Better than any other like Mexican place that I could get in the area. So slay.
And you have it in 2 minutes.
I know, exactly. It's so fast and it's so affordable.
Yeah. So what's really cool is you have over 35 different options per week, and you can choose from different categories like keto, calorie smart, vegan, and veggie, and more. And there's even more to enjoy with over 55 nutrition-packed add-ons to help making your weekly meal planning even more delicious. We are big fans of Factor because they are flexible to your schedule. You can get as much or as little as you need by choosing 6 to 18 meals per week. Plus, you can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. There's no prep, there's no mess, and they're 100% ready to heat and eat. You can get 50% off your order by going to factormeals.com/She's All Batch 50 and use code She's All Batch 50 at checkout. That's factormeals.com/She's All Batch 50. Use code She's All Batch 50 at checkout and enjoy 50% off. factormeals.com/She's All Batch 50. Bachelor encounter. This summer, I had an awkward moment when walking down the sidewalk. I was walking one way, pushing my son in a stroller, and a guy was going for a run, coming towards me on the same side of the sidewalk. We did that awkward thing where I stepped to the side, but he also stepped to the same side. We were both laughing and apologized that we were in each other's way. All of a sudden, the guy starts talking to my husband. He knows him by name, and they started chatting about how they've been. After the conversation, I asked who it was, and it was Tanner from Charity Season, and this was right before that season aired. My husband went to high school with him and is super nice. You should have him on the pod.
Wait, you didn't know that your husband went to high school with Tanner?
It was before Charity Season. It was before the season aired, so like Tanner was just a random guy on the street.
So funny. Well, now that he's on the show.
It's a funny thing about these contestants. Like, before they're on TV, they're just regular people like us. And then all of a sudden, they're on TV, and now they're celebrities. Like, their lives change overnight. This is like a nobody walking down the street. And after he's on the show, he's like a celebrity. We would have him on the pod. We know Zach's guys are off contract. Or Zach's girls. Our charities?
I would assume no, because I feel like Zach's girls just got off.
You know who I think? Did we slide into Nate Mitchell's DMs? Because fun fact.
I don't think so.
I posted a reel, I don't know if you saw, of us talking about The Golden Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I like made it on a whim Sunday morning and wanted to get something out on social for it. And it's doing really well. And a lot of alumni have liked it. And I got a notification that Nate Mitchell liked it. But Nate Mitchell, we don't follow each other. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I guess it just came up on his For You page or whatever. But it made me think, like, he hasn't done any press. Because, like, remember he was supposed to be The Bachelor, mm-hmm. and then
well, and then all that drama happened with the girl he was seeing.
The girlfriend.
And there was, like, a scandal. A light scandal, but a scandal nonetheless.
Yeah, but then all of that caused Bachelors in the City to go under, and we were their mm-hmm. final guest on that podcast because – well, how were we the final guest? I think was it the episode prior they talked about Nate then?
I think the next episode, maybe.
But then – so we weren't their final guest. I thought we were literally their final guest.
No, but they didn't have a guest that episode, I don't think. I think they literally were just like, this was the news. We wanted to just talk about it. And Dustin really – rode hard defending his friend, Nate. Or are they cousins or they just grew up together? I don't even remember.
Wait.
Clay and Andrew are cousins, right? Not Nate and Dustin.
No, Clay and Andrew are cousins.
Yeah.
And we've interviewed them both and we like them both. Okay, we're not their final episode, actually.
Yeah, no, we're not. But I think we are the final guests.
We are their final post on their Instagrams, which was funny because, like, then when they, like, defended Nate and they were getting, like, everyone mm-hmm. was sending them hate, you go to their Instagram and it's, like, our faces. I don't even know if the Instagram is still active, but just funny. I feel like we're somewhat a part of that history.
Yes.
But,
yes, but
yeah, and then, like, Zach became the Bachelor and not Nate. Like, imagine if Nate was instead of Zach. What a different – like, even the people Nate maybe would have taken to the end versus Zach – all depends on, like, who the lead likes.
Yeah, no, we would have had, like, a very different view of, like, oh, Zach's girls. Even if it was, like, the same girls, because it's, like, mm-hmm. different ones are going to be brought to the end. Different ones are going to have different storylines that are highlighted versus, like, I don't know, he might not have been into someone like Ariel or Gabby. And, like, we wouldn't really know anything about them. They might have gone home night one. And then someone who went home night one might have connected more with Nate. And then they would be, like, one of these, like, bigger people that we know more about. So it is interesting to see.
It is really,
like, would Charity even be the Bachelorette? Like, who knows if she would have made it far along. And then, like, that affects her season with her guys.
Yeah.
It's a ripple effect, guys.
It really is. So I feel like he would be an interesting person to talk to. But yes, Tanner as well. But Tanner, well, Tanner also was just on Paradise, though. So he's probably got.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is about Michael A. Stephanie, I can't even believe it. I have an encounter to share. It's not my encounter. It's my friend's sister's encounter, but I'm stealing it to share with you. My friend's sister was at a winery doing a tasting in Traverse City with some girlfriends this weekend, March 23rd, and they saw Michael A., aka Zaddy. And according to them, he was on a date. They said he was so nice and genuine. When his date went to the bathroom, one of his friends went over and talked to him. And then when he was leaving, he tapped the friend on the shoulder and said it was nice to meet them. That's nice. I asked for more deets, and all they said was they think she was a blonde and not a batch girlie. Anyways, that's all I can get, but I'm so excited because I literally was thinking the other day I would probably never have a Bachelor encounter, and here we are. It technically isn't mine, so if the other girls write in, I understand if you don't read mine. Anywho, love your podcast and love you and Jackie. Keep up the good work. And then she said, also, I couldn't get the picture, but her Insta is private, but I did look at Michael's. So basically, she, like, went to Michael's page and, like, confirmed that he was at the winery. I think, like, on his stories or something.
Yeah.
So cute. Also, like, you were totally allowed to submit on your friends' behalves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe tell them that you did so then they don't send in the same story. But maybe they have a different perspective. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Interesting that she called him Zaddy. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
And he's dating some girl. Interessante.
Or just on a date.
Sure.
Who knows? All right. Shall we do one more? Ooh. Okay. This next and last one is about FOTSPA.
Okay.
For those that are new, that's friend of the show, Ben Higgins. I feel like every few months we need to say that because we get new listeners and then.
Yeah. There's a lot of lore when it comes to him. Go back, listen to our old episodes to really.
There's a lot of lore when it comes to She's All Batch.
Like, in general,
we just reference things and we assume that you know. And if you have been here for a while, you will know. But that's not always the case for new listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. FOTSPA encounter. I live in Denver, which is a hub for Bachelor Nation in the wild. I think I've run into everyone who lives here at some point. I've got some funny stories, but I'll stick with Ben for now. Once upon a time, I met Ben and Lauren at a restaurant, not long before they broke up. I went up to them and they were nice and chatted for a second. Lauren was pretty quiet and I actually remember nothing she said, but she's beautiful in person and I do remember that they were pretty physically affectionate. Ben was really friendly as expected. I told them I thought they were really nice in person and Ben said, "So we didn't seem nice on TV?" Sarcastically, I said, "Yeah, you seemed like a real asshole." Turned out the sarcasm only came out in my head and Ben said, "Did you really just say that?" I laughed because I thought it was obvious that I was joking. And then it was very clear, time to walk away awkwardly.
Wait, this is classic FOTSPA. If you know the lore, you know our background with him and how he kind of took some of the jokes that we had made about him more personally and wanted to talk them through. So this tracks.
Several years later, Ben came into my jiu-jitsu gym. He was driving a giant truck and I almost ran into it while I was walking through the parking lot. Whoops. I kind of regret that I didn't because a lawsuit could have paid off my student loans. Oh, well, there's always next time. He ended up watching half of our jiu-jitsu class where I was dripping with sweat and getting totally dominated. Nobody looks attractive in jiu-jitsu, but I'm a particular form of ugly when I roll. Imagine having your celebrity crush watch you while you're literally looking the worst you can possibly look. Anyway, I hope I never see Ben in the wild again because it seems to be never going well for me. Thanks for giving me a lot of laughs as I train to run a half marathon. Keep doing the Lord's work out there.
Aww.
Okay, so much to unpack here.
I know.
One, hold on, wait. This is not even like the main thing, but he went to the jiu-jitsu gym just to watch the class. Why didn't he participate? Like, I thought when she said he came into my gym.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe he was considering coming to like another class, but he wanted to see what it was all about.
Okay. And then two, do you really think you could have sued him if you walked into his truck?
I was going to say.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, well, this is kind of dark, but like my first job out of college, I like really hated it and was so miserable. And every single day I would fantasize about getting hit by a car so that I would get enough money from the lawsuit to not have this job anymore. So I get it, girl. I wish to get hit by a car all the time.
I think that's a universal experience because I felt that way before. And I know of other people that say that like they're walking to work and dream about like something happening so they don't have to go to work.
I know.
So maybe like Teresa doesn't have that. She likes going to her job every day. So she doesn't want to now end up at another job in Indiana where she's going to dream about like
getting
throwing
hit
herself.
By a car. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
when you got a good job, you hang on to it.
True. I mean, these days I don't really dream about getting hit by a car. So that's growth for sure.
I'm coming to like my computer to get on a Zoom call with Jackie and I'm like, oh, I'm going to throw myself down the stairs.
And you're like, I hope a truck drives through my house right now so I don't have to do this.
Okay. And now back to like when you saw Ben with Lauren.
I don't get why she didn't say after Ben reacted negatively.
Yeah.
Be like, oh no, I'm totally joking. Duh. You guys were great.
Also, like there's no way Ben didn't get that joke because like he was not mean at all.
No, I do think there is a way he could maybe not get it because he didn't understand our jokes when we were joking about him being Santa Ben Higgins and he thought he took it really personally.
And I was like, well, what did we say? And he's like, you said I didn't donate the money to charity. And I was
it's like yeah, because you literally didn't.
But didn't, but you didn't. Which I don't think is a bad thing.
No,
like,
not at all.
We literally just read the profile on Cameo and it was like, oh, okay.
Right.
Whatever.
If I could dress up like Santa and literally get people to pay me, I also,
I would.
Too, wouldn't donate it to charity. Sorry.
But Ben also, I think what he wanted to talk to us about
that
is
he's also
is
a charitable person in other ways. And it's like, that's great. We didn't say you weren't.
Right. And he has generous coffee, which we ended up doing a giveaway with. And like, all is good. We are besties with Ben. Obviously, he's the original Fotz.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this interaction with him and Lauren could have went a little better had you maybe told him you were kidding.
Yeah.
Also to say, like, you guys seem really nice in person. He doesn't need to come back. I mean, I think an appropriate answer to that could be, thank you. Yeah, thanks. But instead, he's like, we didn't seem nice on TV.
But I thought he was maybe joking, too. So it's like, joke, 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 joke. The fact that he went from joke to not joke, that's on him.
Yeah. And then did you really just say that? Like, that just adds to the awkwardness.
Right.
And then all she did was laugh and walk away.
Yeah. Where she could have just said, like, oh, no, I'm obviously kidding. Like, I'm nervous and uncomfortable just hearing this interaction.
Yeah, I'm so uncomfortable. And then he gets you back by going to your jiu-jitsu gym and watch you look all sweaty.
And not hitting you with his car. That's how he really got you. He's like, oh, she would have a better life if she got hit by the car. No, no, no. I'm going to look both ways before backing out of my parking spot.
She said, I was walking through the parking lot and I almost ran into it. She was trying to walk into the car. Am I understanding that correctly?
I don't think she was necessarily trying to. I think she just almost casually got hit by a car and was like, that would have been kind of a slay if I did, because I'd get money. And I relate to that because I wanted to do that when I hated my job back in the day.
He was driving a giant truck and I almost ran into it while I was walking through the parking lot.
Right.
So she was just walking into a car.
She was not looking both ways. Yeah, correct.
But you're just going to walk into a car, like a parked car? I guess if he's driving.
I think he's just like either pulling into a parking spot or backing out. She's walking through the parking lot, not paying attention. And they just like almost have a little like, oh, whoa, hey, I'm walking here type thing, right. You know?
Yeah. And then he goes to your jiu-jitsu class and just watches you.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe he was like, oh, this is the girl who said I was an asshole on TV back in the day. I'm going to find out where she goes and I'm going to one day get her back. But he tried to scope it out, but then decided, oh, she's really good at jujitsu. I should not mess with her.
I'm not fucking with that.
It could be dangerous. And then he just went home.
Maybe he's a secret shopper. Do you remember that? Is that still a thing? That like you get hired to go to places and pretend to be a customer and then you report back on like the friendliness of the staff. He was going to go and be like, okay, like I want to make sure this is being run properly and like the class is going accordingly.
Right, 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 right.
And that's why he didn't like join the class. I would never just go to the gym and watch a class and leave.
You would go if you were considering doing it one day, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We can ask Ben himself one day.
Yeah, we'll get him back on the pod one day. All right. Well, those are all the Bachelor Encounters we have for this week. If you have a story you want to submit, DM me at She's All Batch, and you never, ever, ever know. We may read about it next week. And that's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you like what you hear, go send this episode to a friend. Go rate us 5 stars if you haven't. That's rude. And go write a nice review. Again, if you haven't, what are you waiting for? It's so easy.
So easy. It takes 2 seconds. Do something nice. Do a good deed.
Yeah. Check out our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/she'sallbatch. You actually can get ad-free versions of this episode every week. Mm-hmm. And you get it in advance on Tuesdays. So you get it a little earlier than the public.
Yes. Go join our Facebook group if you're interested in chatting with people over there. Follow us. Follow Stephanie at She's All Batch. Follow me at Jackie Maroney _.
Oh, wait. And you should. If you ordered the Touch Grass merch, you should have received it. Did you try yours on? We got a lot of great feedback.
I haven't tried it on yet because I like to wash my sweatshirts before I wear them.
Wait, we got feedback already?
Just my friend that I sent it to. She just texted me and said it was like, she's like, are you kidding? This is so cute. She loved it. So
it's so cute and it's so soft. Like we only will work with like the best kind of sweatshirts. Our first merch drop ever, we had them send all the shirts to us because like we don't want you guys to get like shitty, uncomfortable sweatshirts because we wear them too and we get it. This is like the most comfortable. It's oversized because it has a hood. Well, it's oversized for me because I got a bigger size. I guess it depends on what size you got.
It'll be oversized if you get a bigger size. It'll be too small if you get a size too small for you. So
that's kind of how sizes work. But yeah, if you got yours and you like it, take a picture. Tag me and Jackie on Instagram and we'll reshare it. Like I want to see everyone wearing it. So cute. I got the purple. Jackie got the green.
Yeah. But it's in the laundry because I wanted to wash it first. So when it's out of the laundry, I'll take a picture.
I didn't wash mine. I already wore it. after I saw how cute it was in person, I wish I got all three.
Stephanie, that's crazy.
I know. I really like sweatshirts, though. I told you, all I wear is yoga pants and sweatshirts. So I need variations. So, okay. Well, is that it, Jackie?
I think that's it.
Goodbye, bitches.